All right, thank you.
Al, are you with us? I think we're going to move on to number 26, Revenue, Camping, and Visitation Report. Good news again, I would hope.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Olson. I know in respect of time, I know, listening to the report given by Kevin and Chris and Scott yesterday, I know they covered a lot of the highlights of the year and so forth with their visitation. And I did have a few slides there. I don't know if Chris wants to bring those up, but, I don't need to rehash kind of some of the numbers that covered yesterday there. But, yeah, we had a very solid year, like we've been saying. And, it was really kind of catch your breath we're just kind of finally starting to get a time to reflect upon, what the year entailed there and so forth. And obviously we ended the year with increases in all categories. The reaction to the COVID was extremely well, and you can see here this is our December revenue, and then at the bottom of your page on page 53, next slide, Chris, shows the year-to-date revenue there. So end of the year 41% above last year, but that does take into account that we do have a fee increase that went into effect for the full amount of this year, and where it was only maybe partially available last year. So but again, across all categories, park entrance licenses, camping, and even in some cases, like the Custer State Park 7-day passes, we're up 9%, but that also takes into account there was a couple months in there where we weren't charging as well. So and we're very good in all categories there. So next slide, real quick. In terms of camping, for the year to date, we're up 24%. 380,000 camping units, which is definitely the highest amount of campers we ever hosted in the state park system. And like I said, we were very busy. Next slide, we'll show that the visitation numbers there. Again, we're up 29% in visitation, and that's a good number too. And as I'll show in the next few slides, I just kind of wanted to give a little bit of a perspective on kind of historically, kind of where this went. And, all these camping numbers, visitation numbers, there really was no outlier, one park carrying the other or anything like that. I mean, these percentages were, it doesn't matter where the park was or what kind of park it was. I mean, every park we had out there seemed like seen some sort of increase and heavy use out there. So that's I think what one of the biggest takeaways of this year was, is they, other than like I say that the state parks, the fact that they were open and they were a place for people to get away and enjoy the outdoors and spend time with families and friends and things like that in a way that was safe. But it wasn't any one magic bullet out there that was driving the numbers. People were, didn't matter where you were or what you were doing, all the parks served a vital purpose in this pandemic response. So the next slide, like I say, I just want to show a little bit about kind of the long haul. You saw some slides yesterday that showed me the last 3 or 4 years, but just kind of wanted to maybe give a perspective of where 2020 sets over the course of 20 years. And in terms of camping units, we've definitely reached new heights. And we've almost, at least according to this graph, we've reached our doubling point in about 20 years. We're doing about twice as many camping units in the state park system than we were about 20 years ago. You see a few dips in there. Obviously, in 2011, that was affected by the flooding that was occurring that year. And then, the dips in 18 and 19 were largely weather-related as well. But obviously, 2020 put us back on that trajectory, and the feedback and information we're seeing is that there's no reason to believe that this next year will not be another good year for outdoor recreation in South Dakota. So next slide just shows a little perspective of visitation. Visitation's a little more erratic and a little more responsive maybe to other factors out there like weather and fishing conditions and things like that. But obviously 2020 over the last 20 years sticks out like a sore thumb as well. And that's, like I said, that's a very vital statistic, that day use particular, people out there using trails and boat ramps and picnic areas and and visitor centers and swimming beaches and things like that, disc golf, and that's, you know, some of those things is where we really saw the increases, and that's a great thing that really helps diversify people's interests out there and exposes them to new things, and we're hoping to continue to provide diverse and quality outdoor recreation opportunities even in the coming years. So then one more slide just I thought I'd throw in there of interest. According to our camping registrations, we look at residency, non-resident versus resident, and that split is 71-29. And although this slide doesn't show it, you can go back several years, and this split in our camping numbers has not, statistically speaking, budged. For the last 5 years, it has been done, this 70-30 roughly split for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe going back 5 to 10 years. And being that we saw such a drastic change in numbers, increase in numbers, there was kind of the question about, where were they coming from? Were they coming from out of state, in state? And I think clearly now that we have this statistic in front of us, it was both, and equal proportions as they have in the past. And even though I think we saw a little bit of differences in our non-resident camping, maybe some of the places people were coming from, but I guess it was a little surprising to see that that percentage hasn't budged in recent years in terms of that split. So that's good news. That's good news that our residents, in addition to our residents, were coming out in equal proportions. So that's about it for the year-end 2020 visitation report. We're looking ahead to next year, maybe doing a few changes on the report, maybe trying to track some of the cabin lodgings like Jason presented. Now that we're have a few more of those units out in the system, we might track those a little bit separately to monitor their usage a little bit separately than the camping use. And if there's any type of numbers or items in that report that the commission would like to see, we'd be open to see what we could do. And with the new contract with the e-commerce system, we hope that these reports and information that we get off our usage are greatly increased and improved in coming years. So I'd be glad to take any questions.
Thanks, Al. Great overview. We appreciate your putting that together and presenting good numbers again. That's excellent to see. Anybody have any questions or comments for Al? Thanks, Al. Certainly appreciate your time.